Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges global support for small island states, stresses early warning systems. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms government's commitment to welfare of farmers. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says making India a developed country depends on improving farming. And Director of Youth Resources and Sports Naglen Kethosithyo Sekose emphasizes on significance of sports in holistic education. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed happiness over the African Union joining the Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure 2025 CDRI. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure 2025 through a video message, the Prime Minister stressed the need to design actionable programs and ensure that developing nations have access to finance.
We must design actionable programs and ensure developing nations access to finance. We consider small island developing states as large ocean countries. Due to their vulnerability, they deserve special attention. Strengthening early warning systems and coordination is crucial. This helps timely decisions and effective last-mile communication.
Prime Minister Modi hoped that the discussion at this conference would consider these aspects. This conference is being held in France for the first time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's commitment to the welfare of Indian farmers. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi said that it is a privilege for the government to serve the country's hard-working farmers. The Prime Minister highlighted that for the past 11 years, various government's initiatives have boosted prosperity for farmers and also ensured an overall transformation of the agricultural sector. He said that the government has focused on issues like soil health and irrigation, which have been greatly beneficial. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that making India a developed country depends on improving farming and making farmers more prosperous. He encouraged farmers to make the most of the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan by listening to scientists and using their advice to improve their work. The union minister was speaking at the program in Sehore, Madhya Pradesh today. At the event, development projects worth over 51 crore rupees were launched.
रिसर्च जो की है वो जाके गांव में किसानों को बताना पड़ेगा ताकि किसान उसके अनुरूप खेती कर सके और उत्पादन बढ़ा सके विकसित भारत के लिए विकसित खेती और समृद्ध किसान ये हमारा संकल्प है इसको वैज्ञानिकों के साथ कृषि विभाग भारत सरकार कृषि विभाग मध्य प्रदेश सरकार केबीके कृषि विज्ञान केंद्र मिलकर पूरा करेंगे ताकि इसी साल खरीफ की फसल में उत्पादन हम बढ़ा सकें
Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Nagaland, Kethosithyo Sekose, today emphasized on the significance of sports in holistic education, stressing its role in character building and discipline. Addressing the opening ceremony of the first inter-school volleyball tournament 2025 in Wakhad district, he encouraged schools and parents to view sports as a potential career avenue. Pointing to the growing sports industry, Mr. Sekose described the tournament as a pilot initiative aimed at promoting professionalism, healthy competition and long-term sports engagement. The tournament is being organized jointly by the State Department of Youth Resources and Sports and Wakhad District Volleyball Association under the theme Serve to Win, Play to Inspire. 10 schools with 120 players are participating in the tournament. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Central Consumer Protection Authority has issued an advisory to all e-commerce platforms to take necessary steps to ensure that their platforms do not engage in deceptive and unfair trade practices, which are in the nature of dark patterns. In a statement, the Ministry of Consumer Affairs said that all e-commerce platforms have been advised to conduct self-audits to identify dark patterns within 3 months. A dark pattern is a deceptive user interface design used by digital platforms to mislead or manipulate consumers into making choices they did not intend. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation, driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on environmental conservation and development.
Over the last decade, India has adopted a development model that integrates environmental protection with inclusive growth. From reviving rivers to restoring ecosystems and creating green infrastructure, the country has demonstrated a strong commitment to conservation with compassion. The Namami Gange mission is one of the world's largest river rejuvenation programs. Alongside this, the Swachh Bharat mission and Gobardhan Yojana have transformed sanitation and waste management, especially in rural areas. Campaigns like Ek Pet Ma Ke Naam have mobilized citizens for environmental action. Over 142 crore trees have been planted across the country, contributing to carbon absorption and ecological restoration. India currently has 91 Ramsar sites, the highest in Asia. 13 Indian beaches have earned the prestigious Blue Flag certification, while schemes like Amrit Darohar and Mishti are advancing the preservation of wetlands and mangroves, crucial for climate resilience. India's green transformation is more than a policy initiative. It is a people's movement, a planetary responsibility, and a promise to future generations. Nzan, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said India has always supported the rule of law, global cooperation and the need for dialogue on the world stage. Sharing a video message after leading the Indian delegation to the 11th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in Brasilia, Brazil, Mr. Birla informed that there was meaningful dialogue, exchange of views and a shared commitment to strengthen parliamentary cooperation among BRICS nations, promote the use of AI technology and work collectively on economic matters. He further stated that the BRICS countries condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and emphasized the need to adopt a zero-tolerance policy against terrorism through joint efforts.
ब्रिक्स सम्मेलन की समिट का आज अंतिम डिक्लेरेशन हुआ और अंतिम डिक्लेरेशन में ब्रिक्स देशों ने माना कि आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमें सामूहिक लड़ाई लड़नी होगी. उन्होंने भारत में 22 अप्रैल को पहलगाम कश्मीर में हुई आतंकवादी घटना की निंदा की और साझे प्रयासों से मिलकर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति बनानी चाहिए. भारत के प्रधानमंत्री जी ने भी विश्व के देशों को आह्वान किया था कि सभी विश्व के देशों को आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति बनानी चाहिए.
As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashwani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This evening, we explore on Artha Ustrasana or the half-camel posture. Ustra means camel. The final version of this asana resembles the hump of the camel. In this version, only the first stage, half of the asana, is being practiced. This posture relieves constipation and back pain while also increases blood circulation to the head and cardiac region. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. According to IMD, rainfall activity over the northeast region is likely to continue for the next 7 days. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall over Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the 9th of this month. From the 9th of this month, while similar conditions are expected to prevail over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya from the 10th of this month. Meanwhile, IMD Kohima Centre has predicted light to moderate rainfall at few places and heavy rainfall at isolated places across Nagaland over the next 5 days. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges global support for small island states, stresses early warning systems. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms government's commitment to welfare of farmers. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says making India a developed country depends on improving farming. And Director of Youth Resources and Sports Nagaland Kethosithyo Sekose emphasizes on significance of sports in holistic education. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.